We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Eric Winter here from the PrinceLaw.com. Prince Law Offices, 888-343-0416. This is the guy you want in your corner when it comes to just about any issue, but particularly talking about masking and Governor Wolf. Hey, Eric, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom.
Since we last talked, we know about some lawsuits, Corman and Representative Trooper on their own because they have kids in schools, et cetera. We're hearing rumblings of school districts. We're hearing the Tamaqua school district, a small area, under a lot of fire from Harrisburg. Just give us a few of the things that you're hearing and you're involved in.
Yeah, so what we have seen, and however you look at it, this order is bad governance, because what we saw over the last week is school boards going in every different direction possible on this, because this order is so badly written and so badly thought out. So we now are at a point where we've got school districts who are saying it's up to the parents. They can sign a note, excuse their child from masking. We have school districts saying you need a medical provider's note. We have school districts saying you need a doctor's note. We have school districts saying you need a doctor's note plus medical records. And finally, and this is really disgusting, we have school districts saying that if you want to get your kid exempted from wearing a mask, you've got to submit them for a disability evaluation.
What?
And yeah.
Can you name a school district? Can you give us some of the school districts doing that, Eric?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me 1 minute and I can give you a couple. But what we've got, and I'm sure that there's a lot of parents that confirm this, is they are asking for a 504 evaluation. So that is what's going on in terms of that. So
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Eric.
Yep. So from looking at this, Central York School District, there we go. There's one, and I have heard from parents in probably at least 8 or 10 school districts. And you'll also note that the Pennsylvania Department of Education frequently asked questions about these orders has been updated, and it now states that the Pennsylvania Department of Education is not requiring but recommending that school districts go for a 504 or other disability evaluation of any child claiming a mask exemption.
Wait, you know, let's, for everybody listening, slow down, operating heavy machinery. Eric's right in the center of this.
Yep.
Yeah, the question I had, Eric, and we'll come back to this disability. Let me start with this. Why is it in your mind that Wolf, in his order, or doesn't he have the power maybe, to demand that you had to get a doctor's note, medical provider, you had to have them sign off? Because when he didn't, the school boards we've had on, by my legal judgment, probably yours, were exactly within his mandate to not require that.
Correct. And so what we are seeing is, and we've seen a lot of school solicitors tell school boards they can do this. We've got solicitors telling school boards that they can figure out what the order means and require more than is stated in the order. And
all right, now I want to take you back, though. You said something that is as chilling as it gets, that some of the – and Central York, that's the home grounds of Wolf, so that's one, but that the Department of Education on their website recommending now that if you try to go to say there's a problem with the mask with your child, they're recommending – and, Dan, you go on there so we can get the exact language while I'm talking with Eric if you can – that – you have to go through a disability test. My God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the last thing you want to be engaged in. This is a chilling attempt to bludgeon you and parents going, well, look, I'm going to have to submit on this. I'm not going to go through a disability type of thing here with my child and make them go through testing to prove they don't have a disability or they do have a disability.
Right. And if you read the order literally says that you can seek a mask exception for a medical condition and a disability. They're two different things.
Right.
And again, there are plenty of kids that have medical conditions that have a good reason not to wear masks that do not have disabilities. But the school districts are saying, you want the exception? This is what you got to do.
Well, and as I read it, Eric, too, the school districts like Central Bucks here, Souderton, Penridge, they're recognizing the primacy of the parent. And if the parent says, my child had a real problem with this the last time, it doesn't mean he suffered stuff that's going to be unremitting, but it was very bad in their judgment. I'd rather he not wear the mask. And we understand the risk factors, but the risk factor of the other is worse than the risk factor over not wearing the mask. They're the ones, school boards, following the order, and constitutionally, they have the power. But the pushback of these people, the insidiousness of recommending they have to take disability testing, that's just tried to chill them from having the ability to use their parental rights here.
Right. In addition to all the other tactics we are seeing, we've got young children being taken into school, and if you're not wearing a mask, you're put in the quarantine room or you're put in the cafeteria and you sit there by yourself away from your friends all day. Sometimes for the young kids, they think to give them worksheets so at least they have something to do. But again, it's this chilling effect. Or the other thing that we are seeing is segregated classes where you've got the unmasked on one side of the room and the masked on another side of the room.
Yeah. Oh, God. So what are you involved in?
What I'm involved in at this point is working with school groups to lobby the school boards and to get the school boards past the fear and looking at the facts. Tamaqua School District, and I've talked to one of their members, I've also talked to a lot of parents in Tamaqua School District, has taken a bold stand and said, we are rejecting this order. We are going to make the decisions ourselves as to what's right for our kids. And then last week, as you'd mentioned before the break, they got a terrible letter from the Department of Education stating to them that if they failed to comply with the order, they better be prepared to face individual liability and should be checking with their personal insurance providers in case they get sued. And again, it's a chilling tactic. It's also legal nonsense.
And I think with Tamaqua, Eric, they told them federal civil rights people might come and visit too.
Right. That was another thing that was mentioned in that letter. And at no point in this entire history of Pennsylvania has any individual school board member ever been sued. And that's because of sovereign immunity. School board members are protected for making policy decisions for their job. They can't be sued over policy decisions. And that's something that the Department of Education and Department of Health are not recognizing in terms of scaring these poor people who, again, school board members, they're unpaid. They're people that love the schools, and they're signing up to try and help their community. But we've got this level of intimidation going on. We've got terrible lies being told to them about the law. And unfortunately, I'm seeing school solicitor after school solicitor is not standing up and saying, hey, what the Department of Health is telling you is not correct. What the Department of Education is telling you is not correct. And so I put together a handout this past weekend, which is being distributed all over the place, and I talk about what the actual law is in there, and I give 10 questions to ask your school solicitors about the law. And the school solicitor answers them those questions honestly. If they provide the actual facts and look for actual legal citations, the school board is going to see these orders are illegal. They are toothless in terms of dealing with them.
If you could send it, I'll put you on hold with Dan. We want to see that disability citing. And also, Eric, if you could send that with all your information on it, I'll put up on our social media that people could ask their school board about this. Then hopefully they'll be talking with their solicitors. And what he's done here, he's done two things. He wasn't precise for whatever reason in what he's mandating. And then he uses intimidation tactics, even though people are inside the mandate that he wasn't specific enough about.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And wow. we got lawsuits that are working their way through the Commonwealth Court. So there's now two very good lawsuits, one filed by Senator Cormann, one filed by a law firm out of Lebanon County. And both of those are set for responses from the Department of Health next week and the week after. So there's hopes that there's going to be some type of decision from the Commonwealth Court for the very end of the month or very early October. So
is it Wolf driving this? He seemed to be absentee. My theory on this, I'm not on top of it. It's this woman I've centered in, the Beamer, Allison Beam, making her name, heading up public health. Wolf is pretty absentee for whatever reason, according to Republicans. Do you have a sense of who's driving this?
I'm not clear on that. I mean, if you go back and the Butler v. Wolf lawsuit, which you may remember, Butler County won, where they found the governor exceeded his emergency powers. There was a lot of testimony cited in that case that pointed out what an absentee Wolf was. Basically, he had that whole idea of business exemptions back in 2020, back in April and May, and he told the staff, do it, and left them without any guidance, left them without any direction.
Right.
He did not attend the meetings, and they ran this thing into the ground as they were going to, because they were not qualified to do this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And Allison Beam, she is an attorney. She's worked for the government for most or all of her career. And the order that was issued here is very similar to the orders that were issued last year. So I don't know who's actually writing these, but again, this is such a mess any way you look at it, because he could have clearly told schools how to handle these situations and have made a gigantic mess of things.
Absolutely. Eric, I'll put you on hold. Thank you. And the number to reach you is 888-343-0416. PrinceLaw.com is where to go. PrinceLaw.com. Let me put you on hold, then I'll hook you up with Dan so that we get all that. Thanks, Eric, very much as always.
Sure.
All right, Eric Winter here on Talk Radio 1210. As soon as I hear disabilities, your kid's going to have to come in, and we're going to give him disability testing and all this stuff. Something about that's beyond chilling. Something, and recommending that, that's beyond dirty pool. To have to get engaged. Yeah, you want to say he doesn't have to wear a mask? All right, we're going to see what disabilities he has. So we'll put him in a disabled. Disabilities. Really? We'll put this up on Twitter. Exactly what Eric Winter was talking about. Just give us a few moments at Dom Show 1210. If you don't follow on Twitter, what can I tell you? You got to. That's the way you're going to get the information. We'll get it to you as quickly as we can.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.